The opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. Conspiracy theories have become so commonplace they are close to having replaced reality and the truth. But it should also be noted that there are some theories that are actually based on observable fact. Take the imposition and the threat of imposing tariffs on U.S. trading partners. For some time now, observers and commentators have been saying the U.S. threats of tariffs, not even their imposition, causes the stock market to decline. In other words, it causes the value of investment instruments to lose their dollar value. The same people have said it was the intent of the administration to devalue these stocks, then to have friends and associates buy up these degraded stocks at cheap rates. Then, when they rise in value, those who purchased cheap will now own more valuable investment instruments. Well, this is exactly what has happened in the last few days. The president has, instead of imposing the tariffs, called them off or delayed them. The result? Stock markets have started to rebound, and if there was any doubt about the president's real intention, there should no longer be any. There is now video recorded evidence in which the president of the U.S. boasts with associates about who in the room made how many millions and hundreds of thousands of dollars in a single day 2 days ago, as if nothing is wrong, and possibly taking ownership of the outcome. Screenwriters could hardly put together a better movie script. I'm Winston Barnes with Commentary.